Once they share none dollar.
So we're holding on Tosfos. Tosfos was masbil the suffix of Misusa. There was a Melchatz Mekarki. The halacha was called the Alim Gval. And one of them was Magdishit. And the suffix of the Gemara is of the Hegdish is Chal. Or Hegdish is not Chal. This is the suffix of the Gemara. The halacha is called the Alim Gval. And the suffix is the Hegdish is Chal or the Hegdish is not Chal. What is the tzedodeh asofik if the hegdish is chal or the hegdish is not chal? So we said, without reading the words of Tosfos, if we'll have to explain it me outside, me bachutz, we would say that the yesod asofik is, we'll say, what is the yesod asofik? The yesod asofik is, he has potential to make a maisa tkife. He could be magdishet already now, or he cannot be magdishet already now. The potential gives him a koyach to be magdishet now. Or the potential doesn't give him a koyach to be magdishet now. I want to explain a little bit. When you say these words, the potential gives him a koyach to be magdishet now, or the potential does not give him koyach to be magdishet now. Everyone is asking, what is this potential? Vali has a potential of koyach to be magdishet. If he will be taken, if he could be magdishet already now, or he cannot be magdishet now. Avada, if the akdosha would be just the word potential, dahayu, Vali have potential to make a maisit kife, so b'mele I could be magdishet already now. So Reb Nochum said these words. If it's the Akdosha and potential, it's only a suffix. It's not a Vaday Kodesh. And I will explain myself. We have a Melchatz, two people are fighting. First one says it's his, and the second one says it's his. The halacha is called the Alim Gva. What's the halacha? Called the Alim Gva. Dehainu, kol de alim va. Kol zman, they didn't do the kol de alim va. The melchitz is in the city, it's in America, both them and yeshiva, and they didn't do the kol de alim va. There's a Reuben and Shimon that are fighting who owns the melchitz. And Beis Din told them the halacha is kol de alim gova. It could be belongs to Reuben and it could be belongs to Shimon. What is the psak? Kol de alim gova. A raya, a psak, a siluk, called the Alim Gova. What they did, they didn't fight it out yet. One of them was Magdishit. Now, Be'emes, we will tell him, listen, Kolzman, you were not Alim. Kolzman, you didn't fight it out. It's not yours. We don't know it's yours. So Kolzman, you didn't fight it out. Kolzman, you didn't manage to get it. We don't know if it's yours or not. You have to fight it out to win it out to get it. You can't be magdishit. He says, yeah, but I have potential. Right. So what is the matzav of this melchatz now? Maybe belongs to Reuven and maybe belongs to Shimon. When we will know? When one of them will fight it out. Now they never fought it out. So we did not know who owns the melchatz. One of them goes and is magdish. What he says, if it's mine, I'm magdish. We tell him, but we don't know. He says, I know you don't know, I also don't know. But if it's mine, I magdish it. Now, we have two tzedodim, what will have to be the halacha in such a matzah. One tzad to tell him, what you did is nothing. You're right that if it's yours, you magdish it. Of a vial, there's no way you could get it. Till you don't do the kol de alim gvar, you cannot get it. So the Hegdish is not Chal. It's Eino Birshusa. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klap Yishmaya knows that it's yours, you can't be Magdish it. It's mine. But like when someone, I have a chayfetz and he steals it from me, I also can't be Magdish it, because it's Eino Birshusi. This Matziv, I can't get it. No, it's not mine now. I could work it out. If I will do call the Alim Gvar, it will be mine. But it's not mine. So again, we have a Melchatz that two people are fighting, and one of them is Magdish. We could say, listen, and the tzad that it is, maybe it's Kaddish. We say, no. You write that the tzad if it's his, maybe it's Kaddish. Of a vow, we did not paskin that it's his. We didn't machriya yet. He can't be Magdish it. Or, Vali has potential to grab it, so it's enough birshusoi to be magdish. Oh, but b'teiras sofek, not b'teiras vaday. Why I'm saying b'teiras sofek? He never grabbed it yet. I'm learning the tesis without reading the words. How I would learn the tesis mi bachutz, outside, mi bachutz. We have a sofek and a merchetz. It's a halacha called the aling val. The val, no one is there. Both of them in Eretz Yisrael, the merchetz is in America. And one of them is Magdish. On the side that it's mine, I'm Magdish. We tell him, Herzachai, one side it doesn't work, it's Eino Birshusoi. You're right, even not even Misafik. Lekatchila, you're allowed to carry on, the Hegdish is not Chal. Even if Klap Ishmaya, it's yours. Even if Klap Ishmaya, it's yours. It's not Chal. Oy Dilme, Vala have potential to grab it, so it's already Birshusi. Now, but the Maya said, I didn't use my potential. You're right. We didn't say it's for sure yours. It's maybe yours. The potential gives you a koyach to be magdish that it's called birshusi. This is the potential. I'm trying to explain. Potential doesn't say it's mine. Chas v'sholom to have such a pshat. Everyone's coming to ask, what is potential? Potential only says, Be'etz and Be'etz say like this, this chayfetz now is not yours and not yours. It's there. It's in a lock. No one could touch it. If no one could touch it, no one could be Magdish. Even the real owner, Klap Ishmaya, cannot be Magdish. So what is the tzad here that one of them could be Magdish and it would be Chal Misofet? Because he has potential to grab it. The Hainu, it's Beyodoi. And if he goes and he fights, he would get it, maybe. So while it's Beyodoi, the Hegdish of Bichal, or the Hegdish of Bichal Misofet. Because there was no achroev called the Alim yet. It's in a matzav that is waiting for a psak. No? This is the tzuras advorim, what I call it when you learn the tesis mi bachutz. The tesis mi bachutz. This is the tesis mi bachutz. So again, called the Alim, it's Eino Birshusoi of none of them, but mele he cannot be Magdish. What that guy did, he wanted to make, and the side that is mine, be careful. The third says, it's not Chal. Oy Dilme, Vali has a koyach to be Magdish. This is Lulei learning the Teisvis. We could have said such a pshat in the Gemara. Teisvis is learning, I'm going out of most of Rabbi Seinu, and this is the way we will learn Teisvis. The Maise HaKadoshe is the Maise Tkife as well. I did a Kol De'alim duch the Maise HaKadoshe. My HaKadoshe is a Maise of Kol De'alim. Hekdisho Ketokfo. And while be Kol De'alim, it's mine. So on the tzad that Hekdisho Ketokfo, it's mine, right? What if I grab it? It's mine, I could marry a Isha with it, I could make a Kiddushin. So now it's Kodesh B'Teiras Vaday. Higdisho Ketokfo, I did a Kol De'alim, now it's mine B'Teiras Vaday, and the Hegdish is B'Teiras Vaday. Now you see Barachom and the Chidush of Nochem. The Hegdosh is B'Teiras Vaday. Val is Higdisho Ketokfo. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Now, Taisa doesn't want to learn that the suffix is if Igdisha is Ketokfo or not. If Taisa was poshut in both Tzdodim, that the Hegdish is like a Maiset Kife. The Hegdish is like a Maiset Kife. So what is the suffix? If called the Alim is mine, and the Hekdesh is like a Maisa Tkifa. So why it will not work? The first time we explain, it's Bichlal not la Maisa Tkifa, it's not by me. I'm just Magdish it, I'm the tzad that I have something. The shayla if it's Birshusi or not. So we said, if I have a Keach Techap, it's like it's Birshusi. If I have a Keach Techap, it's like, Oidil man, no, it's not. Potential doesn't give me a koach kilus b'shusi. Oh, but now that was already a ma'aseh kifah. Ma'aseh kifah never happened. That was the first pshat we learned in pshat. The ma'aseh kifah never happened. It's a hakdosha al hatzad that it's mine. But the shayif is b'shusi or not. Now we don't know. Hegdesh is ketkifah. And what is the tkifah here? Called the alim gval. It's mine. It's mine. So what is the suffix? So Tesis learns like this. So the words of Tesis. Don't have a Londis. So Tesis like this. Hegdish is like Tkifa. But Yesh Baya. Hegdish Lizman is not Kham. So if the Hegdish is Ketkifa, it only could work if the Halacha would be that Hegdish is permanent, stays forever. But if that Hegdish is not going to stay forever, it doesn't start, and it's not a tkifa, and it's gomish. Is a klal in Hegdesh that Hegdesh lezman lo ichal. We'll leave this in as a klal. You can't do a Hegdesh lezman. So what is the suffix? So it tastes like this. The halacha is normal. If I make a tkifa and I make a Hegdesh, no one can take it away. It stays forever. So this is the first sad. Hegdesh is ketkifa, and when I made a tkifa and I made a hegdesh, it never stops. So here I did both together in one shot. Oidilme, no. When I grab and I magdish, then it stays forever. So once at here, it's like I did a hegdesh and a tkifa. Oidilme, here I didn't do a tkifa, I only did a hegdesh. The hegdesh could be equal to tkifa, but the Hegdash cannot be equal to Tkife plus a Hegdash. And Bemele, the other guy, could grab again. And if he could grab again, so Bemele, the Hegdash is not Chal, because it's Bichlal, not a Maisa Tkife. This is the suffix of Thesis. We'll see the Thesis inside. V'keivan din tokfo echot v'ikdisho k'shi b'yodoi mistom esu leipok afilu choyzer v'chaveyo betokfo ki ikdisho b'leitokfo nami havi hegdesh and it's chal and it's su leipoka and it's a maiset kife. Even though he doesn't say all these words maiset kife in the first line, but in the second line he gives us that. Oidil me keivan da afilu gobar echot im yochol asheni lachzor v'lotokfo Who had in Hegdesh will it keep for Layokula Hegdesh Klal? Came on the Haverim talk for your Zeche. The Layoli Hegdesh mit Kife. Even if he's Magdish, the other guy could grab it. So, what is the suffix again? Hegdesh is Kit Kife. When he's Magdish it, Kiilu he did talk for, Kiilu he did call the Alim. It stays by him. Now, the Shaila is, in a normal Kife, the guy could grab it back. And if you could grab it back from the Hegdesh, so the Hegdesh is never Chal. So it's never a Tkifa. Now if you did a Tkifa and then you did a Hegdesh, the guy cannot take it away. But here the Shaila is, when he made a Hegdesh without a Tkifa, if the guy could take it away. Hello? These are the words of Thesis. We explained it yesterday, the Tzus of the Shmach says, Klo. The Stipler, in his famous letter, writes down that he's one of the hardest Thesis even Shas. He doesn't say hardest. Amumim asher kosher lamed al kavanoso makdoisho bibiru. It's very nice, but it doesn't make sense. And this doesn't make sense. You want to learn that Hegdesh is not ketkife? I hear. One side is like a ketkife, and one side is not like a ketkife. If you're asking me, I don't think it's like a ketkife. Maybe yes, maybe not. That could be the subject. But if Hegdesh is ketkife, so if I'm toikif and I'm magdish, it stays by me. And you can't take it away. So why when I'm Magdish, the other guy could take it away? What is the pshat in the other side of Tesfus? What? When I'm Toikif and I'm Magdish, well, it's two steps. What is it? I was Toikif and I was Magdish. So then you can't take it away. Now I did everything in one shot. If the Hegdish is like Tkifa, what? And the words sound very gishmak. Maybe when I'm talking about a magdish, you can't take away. Oh, but here it's only a hegdish. So it can be better from tkifin. It can be better from tkifin. Why after tkifin a hegdish you can't grab? Because you can't grab. So if hegdish is tkifin, you can't take it away from noch the hegdish. Yeah? Especially you can't take it away from noch the hegdish.
But there was no psak
in hegdish is tkifin.
But
every time called the Alim is a psak called the Alim, I could get it back, and if I took it in Magdish, you can't take it away, right? So what is the difference? When I grab it, you could grab it back, right? So I'm Magdish, and now it stays by me. If the Hegdish is Kitkifa, I did both things. What is the difference of the physical grabbing or not? But if Hegdish is Kitkifa, Taisa says the Hegdish is like a Maisa grabbing. But once he will say hegdish, then it'll be good for you. So it's like a tkifa. It's not less. Tesis doesn't say that it's less. It's not less. It's not mashman. It's less. It's the same. Look, Tesis says if I'm tkifa and then I'm magdish, you can't take it away. Oh, but if I'm only magdish, so you're right that it's like a tkifa. But the other guy could take it away like every tkifa. But why every time after the Hegdish, after the Tkifah, he can't take it away? Because if I'm taking from the Magdish, it stays. So what is the difference? This one is battering the stipler, and he calls it Divrei Tosfos Ha'amumim. Amumim doesn't mean hard. It's not clear. It's not hard. It's very clear what Tesis says. Tesis grabbing plus Hegdish, you can't change. Hegdish alone, while Tkifa you could grab here, you could grab. We're asking, what is the lomdus in it? How we must be? What is the Esber in it? This is the question. And was Nemru Hal Bedrochim? Nemru Hal Bedrochim. Again, we could have learned that that's a good for the suffix if the Hegdish is Kitkifa or not. Oh, but they didn't say that. I know Choshev and Yidin that learned Tesis, that's a good for the suffix if the Maisa Hegdish is like a Maisa Tkifa or not. Well, Shmei has a whole shiur like this. That's not in Tesis. Okay, so this is the way they learned the Tesis. That's a good for the suffix. If Hegdish is like a Maisa Tkifa, it's not like a Maisa Tkifa. Easy to learn, but not easy in the words. Yeah, it's very possible. So we say like a tkifara, bamish. The easiest way to learn tesis, just in the words. The words, it doesn't go in. Without the tesis, we said we could have learned stuff, and not magdish. It's not like a tkifa. It's a potential. We're learning it's like a tkifa. Like I'm explaining, Reb Nochum said it's betei razvada, because I did call the alim. The English is like a tkifa, betei razvada. So does it shine, or what is the difference? So the stipler came with a letter. He says a pshat mamash. He says like this. Chazal decided called the Aling Val that it goes back and forth. They didn't want to give a guy a one shot, right? Just they wanted to leave it like open. The Chuvas Arosh learns, they gave it one shot, Mazel. Some chaz shemisha adinim is gaba. They just learned, they left it open. They said like this. The guy will make a tkifa with a hegdish. No, you can't grab it. It's not fair. They wanted to leave it open. He says like this. Why would someone grab that he was magdish? He says, if someone grabs and he eats it, too bad, right? He says like this. They gave a shot. You grab back. When the guy grabbed, he was magdish, and if he ate it. But the grabbing has to be an equal grabbing. Look, the last line. The only thing that's like this type is the last line. The loyalim hegdish mitkifa. It can be that the tkifa of hegdish is better from a different tkifa that you can't grab back. This is the teir of this type. So the suffix is, kilu, they wanted to give you a koyach to make a chatifa, but it has to be a kind of chatifa that is a way to switch. If you grab and you make it that it's not switchable later, it's not mishane. Like I said, like when you grab and you eat it, it's not mishane. Called the aligva, a guy grabs it and starts to break it. It's not mishane. They gave it to him to grab. Then when he does with it, it stays. Oh, but the grabbing has to be an equal grabbing. You grab, he could be stronger. Can't be the first guy runs. Ekdesh up. The guy doesn't know what to do now. Somebody wanted it to do. They wanted it to be open. They wanted it to be back and forth. This is what they want. So again, it's nice. Now, and I'm his guest. I don't want to go to the second chelik shaboy, but I just want to be mimed it that we will have it. We had be'etzem, if we're misakim now, we had be'etzem three ways, maybe four ways, how we're learning the suffix of misusa lefi teisvus. Without reading the words of teisvus and just explaining if potential is a koyach to be magdish or not. And Rabbi Nochem explained, not me, that potential is already mine. The potential means that it's called birshusi to magdish misafek. Oy dilme, it's not enough birshusi to magdish misafek. Birushechot. Birusheini, no. The vote is, like we read in Teisvus, that be'etzem it's called, it's hegdish ketkifel if both sides. Now, what is the pshat? So one pshat we say, the pshat is, if it's a tkifah and a hegdash, then you can change it. Hegdash is a tkifah. The shaila is, if maybe the other guy could. So that's the suffix. How to look at it? Like a tkifah and then a hegdash, and the guy cannot grab. The male the hegdash is a hegdash kavua. Or while the other guy could grab, is a hegdash as well. It's not a suffix. If you second malach, we don't know. Although the third malach was, the suffix is if it's hegdash could kifah or not. And the Stabler says, no, Hegdash ketkifah pashut. After you magdish, you can grab pashut. Kol the alim, you could grab pashut. But here when Chazal made the takone, this is the whole big piece of the Stabler. All the details are pashut. After kol the alim, you could grab. After Hegdash, you could never grab. Hegdash is like tkifah, pashut. Aber Chazal here cannot say that you can use this tkifah because it will not look the same. This is not pashut, right? That is the suffix of the Gemara. Now, the Baya, I'm saying, is the Tafkid, and I think in Amis Gers, we'll leave it to Oilem to Ois Cheshman Alein, is the Fi Evi Pshat, what is the Raif and Misus from Tokfakoyen? And Gizav Avoido, we had a Pchoy, Suffolk Pchoy, and the Gemara wanted to bring a Rai. The Gemara is Doich, there's no Rai, Kedusha Abom Eler Shaini, there's no Shaiches to the Koyen, the Kedusha is no Shaiches to Mom and Koyen. But was a Havamina that the Kedusha is Shaich to Mom and Koyen, not that the Koyen has to be Magdishit. But while the Koyen has a Koyach to make a Tfisa, so Bemele it's already Kodesh. And Bemele it's also Begizav Avoid. Now for sure in Gizav Avoid the deer, it was not also Beteras Vada, it's a Sofik Koyen. Not like a talk for Koyen, not a call the Alim, that it's a Achor. There's no sign of the Yisrael could grab back, can grab back. The whole Tzushtel, if it is Taipler, it's a whole Shaila, yes, if it's in the Alochev, call the Alim, or it's not an Alochev, call the Alim. They gave such an option, they didn't give such an option. Pchoy is no shaykhis to call the alim. It's a mitzvah mechaveh olavah. The cheshbonis, Stiber tries also to explain it. I'm saying, that part is the chelek ha'omum shebasugya. That we're not masbir genoy. But we know that Tesis, when he finishes pshat, v'hashto osi v'oche, Tesis comes in the couple first lines in Amud Beis to try to explain what is the tzushtel to talk for Koyen. And we have to know, every one of the Esbeirim, well, the Sofik, if it's Hegdash, is like Tkifah or not. And Koyen is not Bichlal the Shaila, if the Hegdash is like a Tkifah or not. And the Koyen doesn't get it, it stays by the Yisrael. So I'm saying, that chelek, we're leaving open leisato. How to oischesh min lefi teisves? What was exactly the raya from Tok V'Koyen? The Gemara anyway slugs it up. That is no shaykes. The kedusha the attacker comes from somewhere else. Kedusha abomer aleo shiny. It's not the same. The Gemara is doicheb. But I'm saying that this chelek needs no chasbore. If most of the esbeirim, it's not so clear. What is the tzushtel and chibur haGemara? We'll go to the second chelik of Teisvus. We'll go to the second chelik of Teisvus. Vim Toima. So what state in the Gemara? That if the Kohen will grab it, it will stay by him. Forget about the Kedusha now. But if the Kohen will grab it, it will stay by him. The Moskana is maybe talk for Kohen Moitzim, and this Be'ez Hashem will learn later the Sugis. If Taka the Kohen could grab it, I know a person has a Choyl, he's Mesupik if the animal had before a Nefil or not. The Shaila, it's a Sufik Choyl, and the Shaila is if the Kohen could chop it or not. It's Mesupik, it's also Begizah Ve'avoida. And the Gemara has a Havamine that talk for Kohen Ein Moitzim Moisim Yom. And Taisus comes and he asks a kasha, it's a separate Taisus, very nice, like the chelik, though, in the sugya. So Gemara has a tzad that a koyen could chap his fakes. Moses says, it's not a raya, maybe he can chap, and the kedusha is anyway. And then the sugya of Tokvah Koyen is lemaisa, what do you do when you have a suffix, if you're allowed to go to chap from your friend or not? That is really the chelik aloha that comes out from the whole sugya of Tokvah Koyen. Frank takes a simple kasha. What do you mean is a tzad that a koyen could chap? I could tell the Kohen, I don't want to give it to you, I want to give it to someone else. When two people are fighting on a merchatz, on a bat, so I could grab it from you, I say it's mine, you say it's yours. I tell the Kohen, even if it belongs to the Kohen, I like someone else. I want to give it to my Kohen. What are you grabbing from me? I say it's not a Kohen. You say it's not you, I'll give it to someone else. But a Kohen cannot. A Kohen comes to the Israel, could grab? No. The Bailim has a right to give it to who he wants. He wants to give it. He has a friend, he has a Rebbe Kohen, he wants to give it to him. He doesn't want to. He could tell the guy, I don't want to give it to you. This is Taisus discussion. This is Taisus discussion. Vim Toima. Amai ein moitzim yodoi, vala Bailim yoimru litne le Kohen achet. So the Stipler brings down a Machne Ephraim, the end of the simon here. Machne Ephraim brings down a Yerushalmi that if we know that the Kohen, the Israel, is not planning to give it to no one, you're allowed to grab. So here, Zog the Machne Ephraim, Lefi the Yerushalmi, the Kohen will tell him, but you're planning to give it to no one. You're planning to give it to Noah. So if that Yerushalmi, maybe later we'll have to explain the Yerushalmi. But the verse says, as Meduik and Teisvis, Teis doesn't say, I don't want to give it to you. The Bailim could tell him, I have a different Kohen, I'm planning to give it to someone else. And he would go to a different Kohen, tell him, listen, I have your Suffolk Kohen, this guy chapped it, I'll give it to you, we'll go 50-80. I'll give you apples. That, but he could grab it away from this person. Knunya. It's Meduik and Taisus. That he doesn't say that a Bailim would say, I don't want to give it to you. Roitze Liten is a sefer Yurim Ve'Ores. Chosh Ve'Yid. Shimon Gel. Has a big arichas on that. What the Bailim is saying. The Bailim say, I don't want to give it at all. I want to give it to a different Kohen. Mikol Mekohen, Taisus is asking a kasha, what is the right of the Kohen to grab? V'yishloimah. B'makirei kehuna. What is the answer of Taisus? So the Ktsois understands pshat. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Pchoir gets pishtai. Right? The Yerusha, the Pchoir gets pishtai. As a halacha, he only gets pishtayim b'muchzek, not b'roi. Meaning, when the father dies, everything that the father owns in his house, the b'chor gets pishtayim. Things that are about to come to the father, he gets only one, he doesn't get double. If someone owes the money, and they go to collect it, everyone gets equal. The b'chor doesn't get pishtayim. Has to be muchzek, that the money is there. If it's a pikodin, it gets pishtayim. It's there. But if someone owes money, milvela yitzoy nitna. The biggest shayla in the world is the money in the bank. Be'etzem, we call it that we put it in the bank, but the ma'aseh is no money there. It's a big money. It gets pishtayim. It's muhzek or it's roi. It's all about the shayla. Zog the Gemara, Matnes Kehuna, he gets Pishtayim. For the Gemara, but they never gave it to the father. And for the Gemara, B'makiri Kehuna. What is Makiri Kehuna? What else Makiri Kehuna? Zog Tesis and Bobe Basra. Val is Mistoma, you give it to him. Is a halacha, when you promise someone to give him a present, you're allowed to change your mind? Forget Bilch's promise. Not tzitkas. Avad emes, a person not allowed to lie. Rebbe Mishnah for emes. The halacha is like this: if you promise them a big amount, you're allowed to change your mind. If you promise them matonim mu'etes, you're not allowed to change. Matonim mu'etes, you're not allowed to change. Matonim merubah, you're allowed to. It's different as beirim in it. Zok teisves matnas kehuna. You have to give to the kohen anyway. No, nachasruach teves anoe that I give it to the kohen that I want. Makiri kehuna every week I give it to him. So it's like a promise that he gets it. So b'meila I have to give it to him. This is makiri kehuna. Zok teisves zok diktzois hu adin. If you make a shvuah to the kohen, you're going to get my matnas. Even if he's not makiri kehuna, you can't change your mind. The male zog the ktsois, when the makiri kehuna chapet, when the makiri kehuna chapet, and the male belongs to them. Val is osu lachzor boy, and the minute that it's bole yodoy, it's keilu is already a kinyan. Rebbe Chanan is mechir that it's not enough. No, it's not enough. Rabbi Cholon says, it's an ansadi that you want to give it, so it's konui me'achshav already. Bitnai that you could change your mind. It's konui me'achshav with a tnai that you could change your mind. This is makiri kehuna. Yeah, makiri kehuna. So what is the answer of Tesis? That this koyen that grabbed it, he was the friend of the family, he was the Makiri Kehuna. And he grabbed the Bchol. This coin grabbed the Bchol, he was Makiri Kehuna, and he grabbed the Bchol. The Mele, you can't tell him, I want to give it to someone else. You can't tell him, I want to give it to someone else. Val is makiri kehuna, and you normally give it to him, only you have a right to change your mind. This is the telestasis. You ask a kashi, you say you give it to a different kohen, makiri kehuna. So, lefidik tzois, you promised him, you zeshvur to him, as you have to give it to him. Or, b'meile, it's koni to him with a schus chazore. It's a schus chazore. But the ma'aser now it's given to him. But maybe it's a makiri kehun. Frag the world. I don't understand. But if I don't want to give it to him, I could not give it to him. When I have a suffix pro, I want to give it to my kohen or I don't want to give it to my kohen. I don't want to give it to my kohen. I'll ask you a better shayla. What would be? Listen good. Listen. I have all the truma I give to you. All of my truma I give to you. My kids, the pidna ben, I do by him. It's more mechubad. Yeah. The petach chamor I give to the farmer. My cherries I give to the next person. Right. So this guy is only makiri kuna and the truma. Right. He knows the pidna benz comes to him. He knows the cherries come to him. My sveik is to who I give? Myself. So it's not makiri kehuna. What's past makiri? Salam de shishaya. I'm saying, first ask the balabatish. What makiri kehuna? I don't want to give it to him. You're right, normally I want. Here I decided I'm not giving it. Ari, this was the story. Talk to Koya. Of a balumdis. Ari, clapping these is not a makiri kehuna. Das ist eine Lande zu verstehen, die Scheile. Klappe in dies ist nicht mehr Kirikuchen. So, Stam. Something nice that you like. Again, like this. Like what we said yesterday from the Le'oya Ve'apshat. The Welt says that Rashi has a teretz in the Kashi. Rashi learns that the talk for coin, what is the case, Rashi says? Shosak v'sev tzovach. So Lefi Rashi, you agreed. So the whole taste is kasha, not a kasha. Lefi Rashi, you agreed that ichab. Now you're changing your mind. Oh, but for the first minute you agreed, you gave it to him. What? He took it. Rashi says he was masking. Not that he makir ikuno. Rashi and our sugi learned the sugi that he was shosak v'sev tzovach. Lefi Rashi, it's mitzad. He made him a muchzik. And he for sure is masking that. We said here is not. There's no chosil rabbanon here. We explained that here is no chosil rabbanon. I made him a muchzik. I let him to take it. Kenzai. If it's true, I'm getting le'oya ve'apshat, only le'oya ve'apshat. This tesis here, le'chure, it's a separate dibur ha'maschil from the beginning of tesis. Why it has to be in the same tesis? A very hard tesis in the beginning, a very kishmaka tesis in the end. Why is it in the same dibur ha'maschil? Tesis ha'roshtak is two separate dibur ha'maschil. The teretz is, it's only tesis l'shitosi that learns the sugi that it's not. Shosak Yosef Tzavach, like we explained, like he's not learning like Rashi, so he has all these kashas. If Rashi is the kasha, is not a kasha. So in the same tesis, when he switched the sugya from Rashi, takter harayin, ale kashas on the sugya. Lefi Rashi is a whole different mahalach in the sugya. And Shosak Yosef Tzavach, the first case, second case, third case, are the same case for Rashi. Lefi Rashi, all of the cases are besfeikas, biyachloiku, that Tfisa helps, Tfisa doesn't help. That is the same thing as the Firashi. Oh, no! Firashi, all the three cases are the same cases that he gave him to become a Muhzik. But Legabi dead is no Negea. He learns the potential to the Fipshati. Rashi learns the Sugi of a Muhzokis. They're not learning the Sugi of a Muhzokis. Firashi, from the beginning, the Shaila is Tfis and Muhzok is potential, a whole different Hezbo, we explain. Firashi, it's Lusha Misfakis the whole time. Nicole, we come back to the Shaila, what is the Pshat in Tesis? That Tesis says Makiri Kehuna. Lechua here is Nishkin Makiri Kehuna. Or he doesn't have to agree and belong this, Klapi this salt, Lechua is Nishkin Makiri Kehuna Bichla. Rashi, he's Malach. But Tesis is not learning like Rashi. Zog the Welt, weiss Teis in Teisves, that he learned Pshat in Makiri Kehuna, not like Teisves in Baba Basra. The devote of Makiri Kehuna, Teis Rashi brings down, from Kveger is Mitzayin des Rashi, that Makiri Kehuna is, Be'etzem the money belongs to all of the Shevet. No, the Bailim has a right to give it. When it's a guy that normally he gives it to him, all of the koyanim are miyash. And b'meile he's the only one that stays as chus. So b'meile he could grab it. Be'etzem when you have truma, it belongs to the koyanim. But while you could give it to everyone, while you could give it to everyone, so b'meile, no one has a gewisses chus. No one has a gewisses chus. Oh, but when everyone, Loshen Rashi, I'll read you Loshen Rashi. Kulu istal kumehu. The cave on the milse, the pshite, the didei yahivleu. Asichu leishara koyanim da'atayu. Vehavi keman demoti leyodido. All of the Koyalim Kilo are mistalek, and they give him the schus to take it. Again. Makire Kehuna, everyone is meyash, as they zogdash.
They remove the schus?
You want to learn Rashi now?
Yeah, well, they're moving themselves.
No one knows that in the Mushas when, but everyone is Mishyash. The same thing. It's Matnes Anim. That all the Anim could tell like a Chicha Vepeo. All the Anim Mushes. So tomorrow, everyone is Messiah died. And maybe you could take it. So the Meile, if that is the Pshat, so we have Avona and Teisvis. We'll go weiter. Inami, Eino yochoy le toivoy, rak toiva sanoe sheyesh leboy, lemande omar toiva sanoe momen. Listen carefully. Inami, Eino yochoy le toivoy, rak toiva sanoe sheyesh leboy, lemande omar toiva sanoe momen. Zog de vel, what is the machleikis to atiruzi? It's a big zacher. The second teretz is choylek and holds a koyen could grab it from the Yisrael. So the Yisrael, but I have a right. You have money rights. The cheftza of the apple is mine. Nein. Very clear. The first teretz holds the Yisrael is a bailim on the apple. The koyen cannot grab the apple. Only makirikuna could grab. Zog the second teretz. No, the koyen has a right to grab the apple. I zog the Klo Yisroel, Hashem gave me rights. Rights are worth money, but not in the apple. The first teretz learns that the Teva Sanoe gives me a schus in the Heftze. The apple is mine. You can't say I'll give you back money. No, this apple is mine. You have to give me back my apple. The second teretz, no. The apple is not yours. You have rights to play with the apple. I stole your rights, I'll give you back the rights, but not in the apple. How much is worth 5 shekel? I'll give you the 5 shekel. But I don't have to give you back the apple. Now, Nechliku, and what the first teretz holds? I have a rise in the heavens. The first teretz holds, Leman do'om ha'teves ha'noe momen, or even Leman do'om ha'teves ha'noe eino momen. I will explain. And the second teretz says, you don't have a rise in the apple. Leman do'om ha'teves ha'noe momen, that rise that I could choose is worth money, I will have to pay back that cash. The first teretz holds, I have a right to ask for the apple. But the first teretz holds that I have a right to ask for the apple, even lemando amatev esanoi einer moment, or only lemando amatev esanoi moment. He doesn't go into it. The first teretz holds, I have a right to grab the apple back. It's my apple. Only my kirikun. So the second teretz, I'm chilek in this whole kasha. The guy has a right to take the apple. He owes you money, but he could take the apple. Money, you have a right, he will give you the rights. But the apple stays the koyen. The first teretz holds, no, the apple stays in the Yisrael. Nechleku Rabbi Seinu. If the first teretz holds like that, only Leman Damosha, Teisarosh holds that the first teretz is only Leman Damar Teves Anoe Momen. But Leman Damar Teves Anoe Eino Momen. And that the koyen could grab. He doesn't have no rights. The whole two terutzim is Leman Damar Teves Anoe Momen. The Yisrael doesn't have no bias in the Heftze. The first teretz holds that moment he goes into the apple and I have a right to the apple. And the second teretz holds, no, it's only cash.
If you had another kind of come and grab and just pay him if you didn't want to give the first one.
No, after one grab it's his.
No, I want to come do it to one.
As they state and tasted, you could grab. Talk for free. The state in the suya, you're allowed to grab. This is what we're learning. You're allowed to grab. Talk for coin. He's allowed to grab. So Tez says the cash will want to give it to someone else. Two terutzi. Makiri kiune. Other. Not nitzad makiri kiune. No. Ein echanami. He has a right to grab. Only the money. He doesn't have to give it. The Moshe, the Rambam Paskins. A coin that grabbed. You can't grab back from him. He holds Teva Sanoa Eino Momen. I mean, if you do both the roots, you can't take it, you don't have to give it back. So here's the Shaila. The first Teretz holds that the Yisrael has rights. Yisrael has rights. No, the Teretz is Makiri Kehuna. Second Teretz holds Yisrael doesn't have rights. I Teretz no, he will pay him what it's worth. And we said it's a bikuach. One half the first Teretz, they say Roshni that the first Teretz also agrees that the Manot Teretz no ain't a more man. The Yisrael doesn't have a right. And Reb Reuven and Simon Zayin is Marich no that the first Teretz holds. That even the Madama Tevesano ain't a moment, the Yisrael is the Bailim and the Truma. The Yisrael is the Bailim and the Truma. Before we mamshich, so we have a kash. So how the Kohen could grab it, we have two terutzim. Odo makire kehune, Odo le Madama Tevesano ain't a moment, he has, I'm sorry, the second Teretz holds that the Yisrael doesn't have a rights in the apple, he has to pay him back. But Avada, he could grab the truma. But the first time it's all, the person cannot grab it, only by Makiri Kuhuna. Frag the Chasam Soifer Ashtar Kekash. If you the first Teretz of Thesis, you only could grab if you Makiri Kuhuna. If you're not Makiri Kuhuna, you have to give it back. Maskim? The Gemara had a Hava Amina, that the Gizah Ve'Avoida, it's only also because Tokfa Kohen Ein Moitzim. The Gemara said that it's not totally over. You had a Hava Amina that the Isur Giza Ve'Avoida is only Chal because Tokfa Kohen Ein Moitzim Yodah. But if, now you said that Tokfa Kohen, he only could do it if he's Makiri Kehuna. He only could do it if he's Makiri Kehuna. If he's not Makiri Kehuna, he can't Chal. So a guy that doesn't have Makiri Kehuna and he has a little baby born in his field and he's not sure if it's Chal or not, it will not be also because of Avodah Lefida Hava Mina. Again, if we say that Be'etzem B'Sofek Bchor it's not Kodesh, it's only Kodesh because Tokfa Koyen Ein Moitzim Miyodai. It's only Moitzim Nishtemetz. Filu Moitzim Miyodai Abo Amer Leo Shaini. Lusha Abo Amer Leo Shaini. But the Gemara have a that the Kedusha the Sofik Bchor is Chal. Why? Because Tokfu Koyen Ein Moitzim Moitzim Miyodai. But Lo Yatzur Moitzim Miyodai is no Kedusha. Frag the Chasam Sofer, so if a person has a cow and it has a baby, it's a Sofik Bchor. And he doesn't have a Kiri Kehuna, so no one could chop it, right? No one could chop it if he doesn't have a Kiri Kehuna. So if no one could chop it, so it will not be Kodesh? Why yes? How to be Kodesh? The Gemara says only Kodesh because Tokfa Koyen. Will not be Kodesh. Lo yachol liyot. Chasam Sefer is mashma inech nami. Ze lo yachol liyot. Can't be there. Who state? What? There's a lot of Kriyanim in the world, but there's no Makiri Kehuna. What is one? There was only one Koyen. Eh? Maybe it was no Bchor born also. We ask you that the state of the Mishnah when the Bchor is born. It's Kadosh. Why it's Kadosh? State in the Mishnah. Echot Bchor on the Beimo. Amoizu, what I'm talking about, Asurim Begizu Ve'Aveide. Why it's also Begizu Ve'Aveide. So the Gemara has a Hava, meaning because Tok for Koyin. So the Gemara is not Emes. So the whole Tok for Koyin only takes place if Mas Makiri Kehuna. If there's no Makiri Kehuna, there's no Tok for Koyin. If it's not Tokfa Koyen, if it's not Makiri Kehuna, so how it's also begins to be Avaida? What? What do you mean? As I pray the Chasam Sefer. Zog the world, Lule Divrei HaChasam Sefer, we have to know why the Chasam Sefer didn't say. What if all the Shevet will decide to get it to grab? All of them will put their hands together and decide to grab. They could grab it or not. Well, for sure. Especially we explain the whole mile of Makiri Kehuna with Pashtas is, everyone else is this Yash. So if everyone decides to take it, they have a right to take it. So while they have a koyach to take it, they have to grab. And he doesn't have to give it to them, because it's a suffering. Suffering pro, it's not mechuyev to give it to them. But if they will do a ma'aseh tefisa, it will work. Saval, all of them together could do a Maisa Tfisa, the Mele to be Kodesh. So again, the Chasam Sefer is telling you, if we're learning Pshat that the Ganze, Isu Gizem Avoida is Chal, because the Kohen has a right Tfisa, the Kohen doesn't have a Tfisa, the Isu Gdush will not be Chal, when there's no Makiri Kiyun El Chu, there's no Isu, there's no Kach Tfisa. If it's no Kach Tfisa, there'll be no Isu Gizem Avoida. And in the Mishnah state, the Suim Gizem Avoida, it's not Masha we're talking, there's only one Kohen in the world, yeah? Masha we're talking in every case. So the what has to say for once? Even if there's no Makiri Kuna, so all the Kuna could get together and they could grab. No, it's not. Tais is asking, talk for Koyen, Ein Moitzi. We get that for specific Koyen. I'm explaining. When it's not an answer, Tais is Kasha, all the Koyanim. Tais is asked on the words of the Gemara, talk for Koyen, Ein Moitzi. Mashma, the Koyen could have. But the Chasam Sefer is asking if it's no Makiri Kehuna, and the Kedusha has to be Tolu. And the Tfisa, Lechur, you can't do a Tfisa. You can't do a Tfisa. So we answer in Lechur a very portion. All the Kriyanim together could do a Tfisa. So why the Chasam Sefer given Goyen Oilam? Yeah? All the Psak is Geboit of Chasam Sefer. Why the Chasam Sefer didn't answer it? Why the Chasam Sefer didn't answer it?
Go find them.
I don't have to find them. They have the kind of potential. What? So what if it's practical? So what? Here is the Shaila. You have to have the Metzias that they could chop it, or they have the Koyach to chop it. Chasam Sefer learned that the Kedusha of Bichal has to be that the Metzias a Koyer can chapit. I don't mean that they can't do it because the hands cannot reach. I mean it's impossible that thousands of people will agree to one thing. It's not Shaykh. It's not the Metzias that it will happen. It's not. Again, we are asking that Belomdes. The Koyanim could take it. Chasam Sefer is asking a Eisen and Kash. The first tenets of Tesis is learning that if there's no Makiri Kehuna, Tfisa doesn't know. This is the first tenets of Tesis. For the Chasam Sefer, Abarazai, in the case there's no Makiri Kehuna, if you have a Maskona, there's no Gemore. But what's with the Abba, Amina? So Chasam Sefer says, Ein Achanayim, if you have a Minah, we know Kedusha. Chasam Sefer. The answer is they have the koyach to be toifus. What Chasam Sefer learned? He knows that all of them together could be toifus. But what b'metzias? It's not lemaisa. The mele the kedusha will not be chal because we're explaining now that the kedusha is chal without the potential. That it has to be that metzias can happen. It's not enough that the potential could be azayi chatimtze. Has to be that in metzias it's chal. But again, the second tenets of Tesis was, you don't have to have Makiri Kehuna, he doesn't have to give back the Chayfetz. He will have to give back money, but the Chayfetz he doesn't have to bring back. And now Tesis finishes three more lines. Umiperek azroya de Omar ben Levi de Chotef matante pritzusu mashma de ein chayev leshalem ein raya. The Shem Omeirik Sheochle Kedei Amrin and Hosom Hamazik Madnes Kehuna Ochle Pok. What Tesis wanted? Tesis wants to bring a Raya. To what he's trying to bring a Raya? Pashas Tesis is trying to bring Raya to the second Terence. That you don't have to give back the Chayfetz. It says, Ben Levi the Chotav Matante, he's a Poz, he's a Chotzuf. Chotzuf! He has to give it back? Why are you calling him Chotzuf? He has to give it back. A raya that the Chayfetz you don't have to give back. This is what Tesis made. Don't bring me a raya to my second pshat that you don't have to give back the Chayfetz. But it says that he's a porutz. Maybe you have to give it. We're talking that he ate it. Vali ate it. So Mele, you don't have to. He doesn't have what to give back. If it would be Bain, he would have to give it back. We're talking that he ate it. And while he ate it, there's nothing more to give back. Now, what Tesis finishes, so why he doesn't have to pay? Tells us, Mazik Matnas Kahuna is Potter. Mazik Matnas Kahuna is Potter. Shail if he has to pay back the divas or not, that's not a shail. But we will learn Pshat that Tezis but try to bring a raya that you don't give back the chayfets. So Tezis, yeah, you don't give back the chayfets, so why you don't pay the whole thing? If you ate it, pay al tzmazik. The Torah says al tzmazik, mazik is potul. But if the chayfets would be behind, avada, I would have to give back the chayfets.